this as diverse a group of tight ends as you've ever had in recent years? Versatile, I'm sorry.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure of the question I'm following.
Meaning, you know, they can do different things as opposed to being penciled into doing one specific.
There's one guy that can do that. That's Barrett. The rest of them are tight ends. They don't. The rest are just hopeful to become tight ends. But Barrett has been asked to do before, be that B tight end and move back to the fullback position. And he's had to do that for us whenever fullback's been hurt. It hasn't been Henry, but Madison before. And so he's done a great job with that. It's not an easy thing. He's not a natural fullback, but he's one of those guys that just, whatever you ask him to do, he goes out and does it as with as much courage and determination as anybody. And as a result of that, he plays above sometimes what your expectations might be. We ask him to do a very difficult role. He does it very well.
Assuming Henry's going to miss at least some of training camp, can you get by with what you have, or do you need to get a fullback?
Well, we've had to do it before. Bear's done it before. So unless the powers to be bring a guy in, then we may do. I mean, as you know, we've had to make do with a lot of things at a lot of different positions. That's just one of many that we've had to do in the past. And so far, you know, knock on wood, we've been able to be pretty good with it.
You were last year, at this time, you were pretty vulnerable with your concerns about the offensive line.
Right.
You got two guys, obviously, on the sideline not working. Where is your level of concern?
Well, the good thing is I think they'll be back and they'll be fairly healthy. They'll probably be healthier than they've been the last few years, which is a very, very positive thing. Maybe more importantly, we added some young blood that can come in and look like they have the skill set to be able to play and contribute down the road. And there's no question we needed an infusion of talent at that spot, young talent that would be able to come in and eventually assume starting roles. You know, how soon that will be remains to be seen. I know that some of the veterans we got are not going to do everything they can to hold on to that spot. But, you know, to see a Justin Pugh come in, for example, as one is, you know, it was very, very needed.
Pugh is a first-round pick, obviously, and eventually you want him to start.
Yep.
How tough is it going to be to unseat Deal? I mean, you know, maybe Deal, you know, kind of his last hurrah here trying to hold on to that job.
Just think of the man. You know, the man's not going to give up the job. He doesn't care who's been drafted. He was a low draft pick when he got here, and no one ever expected a lot from him. What's he been playing now? 10 years, and been a starter. I think it's going to be very difficult for somebody to unseat him, but certainly Justin was brought in for just that reason, to be a starting position, not necessarily to unseat David, because David can move inside and be a guard for us. So it looks like Justin has enough ability down the road. Until you put the pads on, you never know, but it looks like he moves well enough. He looks like he's intelligent enough. It looks like he's focused, you know, professional, determined. So I'll be surprised if he doesn't become a good player for us down the road.
Of his career, is it maintained for Eli, or is it pushing
forward?
No
such thing as maintained. I mean, you got to get better all the time, or you're going the wrong way. And you've heard it as a cliche said many times, but I firmly believe, and I think the good players all know it, as you physically get older, you have to compensate for that with continued growth with technique, continued growth in the deepening of understanding of what's taking place out there, so that you can compensate for whatever that loss of skill level is. So as a receiver, as a running back, as a lineman, if you're not doing that, then pretty soon you're going to be on the bench.
Have you had conversations with him about that? It's like,
yeah,
you know,
the good thing is he knows it. I mean, he wants to. I've never been around a great player that doesn't want to get better and isn't focused on doing just that. And he certainly fits in that mold.
I'm saying you don't see his skill diminishing, but
no,
that's coming. That's the next phase.
All of us would hate this. You know, I'd like to say I still move like I used to, but it's not true. Eventually, you start going the wrong way physically, but you can compensate. There's no question for it until you reach a certain point where it just too much compensation. But that's a long way down the road for him.
So what do you want to see from him this year? What's if you were to talk to him about his goals?
Yeah, I mean, the same things as always. Making better decisions. Sometimes he gets antsy trying to make a play, and as always, you know, we'll try to push the envelope beyond what it should have been pushed. Continuing to make better decisions in terms of recognition of how teams are trying to disguise coverages, you know, doing the little things better in terms of carrying out his fakes. He still can grow in terms of understanding what we're looking for as a coaching staff, because he is our spokesperson out there. He's our guy. He's our link that has to, you know, translate it or say it out on the field. So there's still a lot of room for him to get better. But the best part about it is he's going to roll up his sleeves and do everything he can to get that done.
What kind of growth have you seen from the running backs this spring?
there's another position, you know, because of the fact that they're getting more reps. You know, you see a guy like David Wilson, who started with no clue on who to block, much less how to block him, to a pretty good understanding of what it is that he has to do. Now it's a matter of, you know, doing it, and it is a matter of getting better at it. And he's still not 100%. He still makes mistakes, but there's certainly been some significant growth. Now, until you get the pads on and he has to show that he, as a smaller guy, can do the things necessary that other small backs in this league have done, you know, you're still kind of holding your breath, waiting to see. But his approach has been great. His attitude in terms of trying to work on that aspect of the game. As a running back, what do you want to do? You want to run the ball. That's all you want to do. You don't want to do anything else. But he realizes in order to get the playing time that he wants to get, that he's going to have to become a pass receiver. He's going to have to become a good pass protector. And he's going to have to be able to do the things that, you know, maybe don't fall into the strict definition of running the football. But the good thing is he's been working his tail off.
What about Andre?
Same thing, but Andre had already made good strides in those areas, and Andre has continued to grow. He's continued to get better. You feel more and more confident, you know, as he's actually gotten to a point where you feel better about third down, and that's, you know, first and second down is one left step, one big step, one important step, but the next step is, can you be a third down back, because of the complexity of what people are doing with their defensive schemes, and therefore what you do on offense to handle those things. That position that gets asked a lot of is the running back position. So last year, as you saw, when Ahmad was getting injured, who did we put back? We wound up putting Henry back there. Henry became our third down back, and now he's not there, so those other guys are going to have to step into the breach.